Zohar Chok Yisrael. Parshas Vayakel, day 5, an excerpt from 219a. Talk as you come and see a new revelation. Maxiv, what's written? Mizbeach Miktak Taras, an altar for burning incense. Kiv Nixiv Mizbeach, once it's written in an altar, Amai Ikre Miktak Taras, why is it called for burning incense? We know that an altar is something you burn things on, whatever it is. Why is it necessary to specify and write this? A little bit rather. Begin the Notli Mihai Eser Lak Torah, because it takes from that place to burn, k'mod da'avad Aaron, just like Aaron did. So in other words, we find that the Torah mentions that Aaron took a pan, took a bowl, and burned incense and accomplished nullification of the judgment, saves them from death. So also, the altar is burning, and that place is burning away the judgments and spreading love. So it's telling us the spiritual level of this Mizbeach is able to sweeten judgments and draw the rectification of the Torah from its spiritual root. Furthermore, the altar is necessary to burn and sanctify it with that incense. In other words, burning on the incense is part of rectifying the intrinsic level of the altar itself. So, you know, the Mizbeach is Yisod. Burning Teres means the word Kesher, a bond. It makes a bond, which is the root of the idea of Yisod, and it basically plugs the Mizbeach in to do its thing. Well, don't, because this Miktak Teres is called burning of incense. Binding to the level of incense, drawing the Shefa, the divine flow of the infinite light to all the worlds, and binding everything at all levels from below to above. So furthermore, Miktak Teres, for burning incense, Ketar Gumo, in its Aramaic translation, Laktor Keteres, burn incense to Asir Laktor of Asir Achra Keteres Barmi Mechta, because this, behold, it's forbidden to burn in a different place incense except from the pan, meaning the pan of incense that the Kohen brings inside the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippurim. Besides that, it's like the other korbanos, though the sacrifices, it's forbidden to be offered outside the temple and any other place besides the altar. So the Torah tells you, this altar is for burning incense, and no other place you can burn incense. Tochazi, come and see in Revelation. Haiman, didina rodif abasrei. One, the judgment runs after him. Esricha lahaik teres l'sova kamei morei. He needs this incense and to return before his master. Tohasiyua iul istaklo didin mine. Behold, it's a help to gaze, to listalka should be over here, to cause that the judgments should depart from him. Bahai vadai mistalkanim. With this, they certainly depart from him. It's like a type of a guarantee, a spiritual process. Yu ragal bahai dot kora trains him in biyoma. If he's accustomed to this, to mention it twice a day. Safra ramsha in the morning and evening. Tzivas ritni teres samim baboker baboker. Burning the spices morning by morning. Shmuel 37. It's even written over there. Verse 8. Bein arbaim nektarina. In the evening you'll burn it. So you see in the morning and the evening. So just like in the temple they did it to nullify the judgments from the world. If a person will do it himself, he nullifies from himself the judgments. Twice a day, morning and evening. As we mentioned, the Rizal says also it's very powerful to say at a time of favor at midnight to nullify judgments and sweeten things that bring joy for a person into his life. And this is continuously the endurance of the world. It nullifies judgments, makes things go around smoothly. It's written, Teres tamid lefnei Hashem l'osichem. Continual incense before Hashem for generations. It means it keeps the generations going. Vadai hu kiyum da'alma l'sata hu kiyum da'alma l'ela. Certainly, it is endurance, the endurance of the world below and the endurance of the world above. Because it binds them. It binds the levels in the world beneath itself and via tzira. See, it binds the levels in above in Atzilus themselves, and it binds them above and below together, and causes infinite light to shine and sweeten judgments and bring joy and happiness. Well, Esed Lord Kur Bechol Yoma Uv Dikteres, in that place, what's not mentioned every day, the service of the Dikteres, Dinin Del Eila Shariyabi, judgments above dwell upon it, rest upon it. Almost Nin Sagiyubi, there's a lot of death in it. Vamin Achronin Shalton Alei, and other nations rule upon it. Begin to exceed, because it's written Dikteres to meet Lifnei Hashem. Continuous incense before Hashem. Tomi to Ihu Kiyama, Lifnei Hashem, Yatimi Kopul Chonin Achronin. Continuously, it stands before Hashem more than all other services. It is closer to Hashem, reaches higher up to the infinite light. Chaviv Ihu Uv the Keteris, is beloved, this service of Keteris, to who Yaker Vachovi Vikami Kutrabichumi, Yatimi Kopul Chonin Rusin da Alma. It is precious and beloved before the Holy Must be He more than all other services and desires of the world. Ravagav de Sosa Ihi Mali Mikula, and even though prayer is above all, service of Keteres is precious and beloved before the Holy Blessed be He. Tochazi, come and see. Ma bein slosa le'uv de k'teres. What's the difference between prayer and this work of the k'teres? Slosa askinu lo ba'asir l'kabonin na'avu avdi Yisrael. Prayer was enacted in place of the sacrifices that Israel served Hashem in. B'cholin in k'abonin na'avu avdi Yisrael. All of those sacrifices that Israel did, la'avin in chashiv in k'teres, they're not as important as incense. Usu, and furthermore, ma bein ha'ilai, what's the difference between this and that? Ella, but rather slosa ihu tikkun el'askona ma'adi tzricha. Prayer is the rectification to fix up what's necessary. K'teres avid yotir. The incense does more. Mesaken rekoshe kishrin avid nihiru yotir mikula. It fixes up and binds, and it makes light more than them all. Vayu da'abra zuam v'edche mashkana. This is what makes to pass away the dirt and cleanses the sanctuary. Makes it fit, cleanses it from judgments and all holding of the negative side, all negative energies. Makes it fit to be a place for the Shekhinah to dwell. Gula is nara v'stakin v'skasher k'chada. All shines and is fixed up and bound as one. Gando, because this being in that k'doma uvda k'teres, it's slow to b'chol yom v'yom. It's necessary to proceed with the work of k'teres to prayer every single day. Say incense before we daven the Shemoneh Esrei. Na'avra zuam v'mi'alma, to get rid of the dirt from the judgments and the sitracha from the world. Yivtikuna d'kula, it's the rectification of all, in all levels. B'chol yom v'yom every single day. In the same vein, and that sacrifice is precious and Hashem is excited about. Maxi was written by Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Pasuk 34, Kachucho Samim, Tov Shcheles, take for you incense, different spices. Avogav, the Gmur, was explained. Avol Maishno, Beuvda Do, Yosem, Mikol Ma, De Omrele. What's the difference this service, more than anything else that was said to him? Ella, would rather Kachucho take to you for your prayer, for your pleasure, and for your benefit. This is something that is going to benefit your own self. Yeah. So I'll continue. Begin the kat itse itzdakha sanusa the baila you. Razador kachacho samim. This secret take to you. Spices labra zuama to get rid of the dirt. This kasha itse baila to sanctify the receiving aspect in the world, to giving aspect to unite Zeran Pinamalchus of Atsilas. Above, Zakor Chulke de Moshe, Merzit Proshen de Moshe, that he was able to have this be the one central force to this connection happen.